And Flame Flash rises forth. Welcome to Flame Flash episode, FlameFlash.net, episode 58. I'm Flame Flash, if you haven't noticed by now. And trying out a different setup tonight. It seems the feedback, the full source of the feedback, was my Mac not recognizing the headset fully. So it would pump the sound through the headset, but not the voice, not the microphone. So we'll give this a shot and see what happens. I need a really good, high-quality USB hub, by the way, folks. So if somebody has a good one that's, say, friendly to laptops, nicely powered, please let me know. Tried out a cheap one from Radio Shack, and the thing is crap. GigaWare is the brand. I thought, hey, great. Yeah, we're actually reviewing a product this time, folks. Randomness. But we have the red power USB plug and the black traditional USB plug, Y cable, and it goes to this matchbook-sized 4-port USB hub. I thought, awesome. $5. Just what I was looking for. Right in my price range, because I'm, well, cheap. And I got what I paid for. It works. I can't honestly return it and say it doesn't work, but it also doesn't like, say, the high-powered World of Warcraft Cataclysm mouse that I like to use. It's jerky. The mouse is extra sensitive. It needs that personal touch with my laptop's USB port, I suppose. And then we have the Nostromo that this sucker wouldn't even turn on. It needed more juice that the plain old USB adapter just wasn't willing to give. But GigaWare, you get what you pay for. Let's avoid it in the future. Not quite sure what I'm going to do with that hub just yet, but it does have a power port on one side, so maybe we'll give it another shot once I can figure out a power adapter that will actually work with it. But we'll get to the usual FlameFlash.net fare with the Raptor Report. You don't know Jack. Well, you don't know Jack is on Facebook now. I couldn't think of a fair way to follow my progress on Facebook because Raptor isn't recognizing the fact that You Don't Know Jack is on Facebook. So, I'm recording my playtime there, if it's on Facebook or if it's on the PS3, and this podcast will keep me nicely honest on which way I'm going. I love the Facebook app. I think I've mentioned it before. It's simple, it's fast, 5 rounds. They know what they're doing. They've done a very good job. World of Warcraft is the next up on the list. Haven't had a chance to play it much in the past week, but tomorrow starts the Fire Festival. So I was sure to get every one of my characters to Exodar. You know, the abandoned city that Warcraft forgot, that is absolutely perfect for torch tossing and catching. It's perfect. Now, don't everybody come over here at once. I don't want to share my secret spot, air quotes for secret, but it is a great spot to go. All my characters are now parked there. They're even hearthed there, so that way I don't have to worry about popping back over with difficulty. I'll just be there, no problem. Don't think there's going to be much change this year. So I'll sit back, relax, let the gold flow in, and with mists coming up, I have no huge drive to get, say, the pet as badly, the one that you can buy, but I'll definitely be going for the satchel of frozen goods or whatever it's going to be called off of a hoon and melt that ice block or stone as much as possible throughout the weeks, because that's where the chance for a rests. And possibly a couple of upgrades, since I haven't been doing a whole lot out there. Terraria shows up on the Raptor report. That would be the Steam integration of Terraria and Raptor showing through. The oldest son quite likes Terraria and has proudly forged himself a full copper suit of armor at this point. He's very proud of his accomplishment, and I don't blame him. Sims 3 shows up. There's that Nocturnal, Sims 3 Nocturnal expansion pack. I'm highly unimpressed. I'm really disappointed, actually. I'd like Seasons. I'll leave it at that because I think I ranted about it last week. Magic the Gathering, Duels of the Planeswalkers, 2012. Physically played this with cards, real cards, over at a friend's house on Friday, I believe it was. Good games. My decks aren't cut out right now for multiplayer, so I'm thinking I might go and raid the old Legacy Battle Royale card group that's, I think, hiding upstairs under the bed, and maybe break that out to just have some fun with it. I originally was designing decks back in high school, did so badly, and it's probably time to retool those things. Land Tax, for instance, just came off of the legacy ban list. Surprised by that, but we'll see what happens with it. Magic 2013, on the other hand, just tried out on the iPad. Absolutely love the interface. I wish I had thought and waited and perhaps gone with a digital pass card if I didn't like the interface of the iPad. But I'm torn because the iPad's not tracked on Raptor, for instance. The kids absolutely love draining the battery of the iPad, so having this mobile version of the game is incredibly tempting. But it's also a version of the game that I'm not sure I would have as much opportunity to use as the console version. And even as I speak, I can see that one of my friends is out there playing Magic 2013. So it's definitely a game to perhaps grab on the Xbox. Yes, that's right. You can see what your friends are playing on the Raptor client on Xbox, on Steam. Maybe even on PS3. I don't have that many PS3 friends, so probably why I'm not sure there. But it's a way to keep track of everybody and go, oh, it's time to hop in and play. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything as far as PlayStation goes. Of course, that might be because they all seem to be offline or appear that way to Raptor. Anyway, 2013. Very tempted. Don't let the free fool you on the iTunes App Store. They are making the full game available for download as a demo. And then you pay the $10 to unlock the game from there. So you're downloading the full game, but then you pay the $10 to unlock it. Yeah, it works. That's kind of what Microsoft does. It's what PlayStation does. You download the full game, and then you say download a 2 kilobyte file that says, "Hey, I own the full thing now." Civ 5. Civ 5, Gods and Kings, just came out yesterday, June 19th, I believe it was. And I got it. But then I got distracted with an old game of mine as Washington marching around the world with tanks. So General Washington and I enjoyed an evening of heavy conquest on a balmy 90-degree evening last night. I'll get to the Gods and Kings eventually. I know I will. I'm looking forward to it. Going to take the Celts out there and take their faith bonus to really get a feel for everything new in the expansion. But for now, I'll sit back, zen out, and enjoy the ride through the rest of this campaign of Civ 5. I apologize if I rhymed. Finally, we have Dungeon Defenders. This has been a huge new favorite. I've mentioned it before recently. Huge new favorite for the oldest son. It has leveling, it has action, it has strategy. All the things a little 10-year-old needs to thrive in a gaming environment. Not much more to be said. He's really hoping that when my cousin, who they all refer to as uncle, because, well, he and I are both only children, that he'll be able to pin his uncle down and play Dungeon Defenders together. We'll see how that turns out. Because, of course, the uncle has a Steam account too. That covers the Raptor Report, a pretty decently sized Raptor Report, surprisingly. And then we get to news. And we're going to start out with, if you have sensitive ears, you might want to take a moment and pause, or at least mute. I'll wave my hands frantically if you're watching the video. I'm not quite sure what to do for the folks that are only listening to the audio. I suppose I'll start now and give you 30 seconds to start. All right. Well, in Michigan, State House of Representatives, they are discussing abortion. I am not going to touch the topic of abortion with a 10-foot cattle prod because I'm a man and shouldn't be. See, this lady, Representative Lisa Brown, she calls out the fact she's Jewish and references Jewish law, basically was telling her house, and I'm not done yet, if you're rejoining, to stay away from her vagina. It's hers. Yeah? I just don't understand, I guess, why this is such a big deal for government to be trying to get involved. Well, I'm going to link in the show notes the full little clip of her speech so you can get the full impact and decide for yourself. But she got called out on breaching decorum of the House for the word vagina, the scientifically appropriate term for female genitalia. I don't get it. I guess it's because she was a woman telling men to mind their own business. Who knows? Amusingly, also in the show notes, I guess she's going to be now performing the vagina monologues. I have no familiarity whatsoever with this show, but I have greatly appreciate the irony of gathering a bunch of people together and publicly performing a play that highlights in the title the very word that she got in trouble with. Now, also in the show notes, if you find this entire thing preposterous, is a way to yell at the Speaker of the Michigan House who called her out on the decorum breach, and you can either tell him he's awesome or that he's a moron. If I was to click that link, I would probably tell him he was a moron. That's my leaning. Good luck. I'll do the frantic wave for the folks who didn't want to hear a scientific term being used. I'll just shrug and move on. The Flame Flash randomness continues. In World of Warcraft, that's right, we're jumping all the way from politics to gaming, just bouncing back and forth. Warlock training, tanking. No. The WoW Insider Warlock columnist did an amazing job of assessing the metamorphosis glyph that would allow for Warlock tanking in the beta. And right now, it's not up to snuff. Now, granted, it's the beta, but I really doubt it's going to move any better. Just gives you a couple extra cooldowns, various abilities to maybe hold some threat for that few extra seconds, and then you're going to go splat. We're going to jump back to a governmental failure. The FBI is reporting that because they don't understand the dark web, air quotes again, the Tor network. The Tor network, for a little bit of background, is a way for you to anonymously surf the internet. So, by running the Tor client, you use peer-to-peer sharing, the stuff that Napster got in trouble with for all those years ago. Peer-to-peer sharing to mask where you're going online. So, if I had Tor installed, which I don't, have no interest in running a client on my computer, and then installed it on my wife's computer, the internet at large would not know which of the two computers was going to google.com. That's, in a very layman term, how the Tor network works. So the FBI goes out there on the Tor network because criminals, criminal, disgusting individuals of humanity who shouldn't even exist, are using this network for nefarious means. And the FBI says, because the Tor network exists, we can't do our job and protect kids online. The anonymous hacker group, I've mentioned them before, goes out onto that very same Tor network, tracks down these. I'm speechless with a G-rated adjective, so I'll just say that. And shuts down their websites, harasses them on Twitter, gets them blocked, brings them down. So why the heck can't the FBI do the job that the government's paying them to do? Is it just expertise? I don't know. The anonymous community is doing their job. And I applaud you, oh Guy Fawkes mask wearers out there. Thank you. All right. Well, random flame flash jump again. New MacBook Pro line. Retina display. Now, I saw on Twitter, didn't have chance to put it in the show notes because I was about to start and eager to start, and then had headset problems. But the Retina display. So they're taking the iPad 3's Retina display. It's supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. Haven't seen one myself yet. And put it on a laptop. Awesome. They also want to then have you pay for that laptop with, say, your soul. It's really expensive. I'd rather just have a regular MacBook Pro. One, I have glasses. I probably wouldn't be able to appreciate the awesomeness of the higher pixelation screen myself anyway. But that's beside the point. Verge.com reported that the Retina display sucks so much power that you could actually power three monitors. Three regular monitors. Holy crap. I think this is another one of those first generation models that I'm just going to slowly back away from. Oh, look, we're going to jump back into World of Warcraft. The Fyre Festival approaches, as I mentioned. And this is the first opportunity the oldest son and I are going to have to get him a title. To fully participate in a World of Warcraft holiday. I really hope we're able to pull it off. It's going to be fun taking my shaman around with him and trying it out again. There are some achievements that I'll probably go out and do on my druid. My main achievement hound character. You know, the cataclysm, flame visitings, desecrating the various flames and cataclysm. I'll double check that I have all the Northrend flames taken care of on a achievement level. But I'm really looking forward to son and I, and possibly daughter and I, going out there and hitting as many flames as possible and trying to get those achievements and titles. The female Pandaren Hare newly has some highlights. Of course, it'd be nice if I just had some hair to play with to show off where those highlights are. Oh, well. Just did a little something for those folks on the video version. But new highlights. Hopefully we will get a user interface that lets you then see or change those highlights or go all natural without highlights. Have to wait and see. It's a beta. So rumor has it, we'll bounce over to a competitor, that the Star Wars Old Republic, SWTOR, however the full name of the game is, might be going free-to-play. I guess currently they have a level free-to-play 15, up to 15 trial, kind of like World of Warcraft's up to 20 trial. But right now they're offering free server transfers, a couple of other free services, just to try to get people to move around, I guess, and maybe consolidate servers. And, of course, saying the words consolidate servers are the death knell of a subscription-based MMO. Because who wants to pay money to play monthly on a game that is slowly bleeding characters? Ah. Ruthlessness of student loans. So, again, venturing into politics and how the government shouldn't have bailed out the banks, but bailed out the people. A father co-signs for student loans for his son. His son dies. He is now stuck with the student loans. Now, the federal government student loans wiped clean. just had to send in the death certificate. But the other student loans aren't. And they may not even be through bankruptcy, because that's just how the law is regarding student loans. Holy crap. I really wish this gentleman good luck. It's bad enough to even try to imagine losing a child, but then try to have to deal with the onslaught of harassing phone calls of bill collectors looking for some for your son's name or your name, and having to go through that conversation constantly. Yeah. IGN, we'll bounce to a happier note. IGN posted a Nintendo Land for Wii U preview. Yeesh, that rhymes. Wii U preview. All right. The preview was such that, for now, it's on my Amazon.com wishlist. For now. Two games are now on my Amazon.com wishlist for the Wii U. I need three before I can really justify buying a Wii U. The other game is Mario Wii U. New Super Mario Bros. Wii U. Of course. Because the Wii version is very fun. Mario Kart or Smash Brothers added to the mix might just push me over the edge. We'll see. Staying away from Zombie U. No interest. No interest in the first-person shooter. Rated M. Overly gory crap. We're going to bounce to World of Warcraft again. Captain Placeholder has returned. Posted a little bit about it on Monk of Mists. I'll point you in that direction, okay? So how about over in the UK? Just to prove that the United States is not the only country in the world that is absolutely off its rocker, or at least those in power are off their rockers, a little girl was banned from blogging about school lunches. So she'd take her little camera in, take a picture of the lunch. She had her own grading scale of it, and she would rate it if it was good or not good. I don't recall the rating scale, clearly. And blogged about it. The school said, no, you're no longer allowed to take pictures. Well, that got a media uproar. Enough such so that the pressure was on and they backpedaled, as they should have, and allowed her to take pictures again. But during that uproar, they took opportunity of it and raised a bunch of money for a charity that I have also forgotten since making note of the article. But the uproar helped the charity, helped this little girl get a lot wider audience, and it'll be interesting to see if she continues to write as she goes along, if she suddenly gets stuck as the school lunch girl from way back when. Game of Thrones. It's, you know, that HBO series that I didn't enjoy the book of, so I'm not going to watch. DVD season 1 gets pulled from shelves. I guess somebody thought it would be funny, or a good idea, or they just couldn't find anything in the props department, to use the mock mannequin head of President Bush, the most recent Bush, and mount it on a pike, or something similar. So this fake prop head of a former president is just there. I can't really talk about the series much because, well, spoilers, just in case you're interested in the show or the book series, but there's been an uproar about it. I guess in the commentary of season one DVD set is where we find out about this because they put a wig on, probably did the makeup, only showed it from the back, if I recall correctly. So there's no way to recognize that it was former President Bush without being told it was former President Bush. So yet again, some people need to just back off, chill, and not make such a big deal of things. Who cares? The prop department was running low. They grabbed a head, changed it, and put it out there on the set. If you're hearing the beeping, my laundry's done. I just calm down, people. All right, Magic 2013, mentioned it earlier, has released. I really wish I'd had the iPad version to test out first, but I'll probably still get the Xbox so that way I can enjoy playing online with family. We'll see. I already mentioned Civ 5, God of Gods and Kings expansion. There's been a Xbox system update that did absolutely nothing except some Kinect foreign language or foreign location support. Cool. Good for them. I'm glad they're making sure to respect the other countries that are on their platform. Xbox Rewards is going to possibly turn achievements into real space bucks. We'll see what happens there. No real details have been announced, just the threat of achievements actually meaning something real as opposed to, say, a t-shirt for your avatar. Finally, oddly on a Microsoft kick, Microsoft Surface. Now, I love my iPad, but that keyboard on the flipbook cover, you know, the flipbook cover, kind of like the iPads, is ingenious. I'm really wondering now why Apple didn't think of that. Probably because the cover's going to be much more expensive to replace, but the iPad is very expensive to replace. So you have the flip open cover. You have a flap on the back so that the Microsoft Surface Pad can stand up on its own. A USB port, you have an S micro SD card slot, and it's going to run a version of Windows 8. Now, the ramifications of this means if you can fit it on this thing, and if this thing has the right specs, and it's ported to Windows 8, you can just run it. That's big. It's going to be interesting to see what Microsoft can manage to do with this. It's no wonder they, a couple weeks ago at E3, announced that whole glassware control system. Because they were about to launch their own pad. Very cool. Well, hopefully the sound's better this time around. I'm going to go and download the Magic 2013 demo on the Xbox. And I'm Flame Flash. Hit me up over on Raptor, raptor.com, raptr.com. I'm Flame Flash over there. All my gaming profiles are nicely displayed, so I don't need to ramble them all off. Or follow on Twitter, at Flame Flash. Questions, comments, how I screwed up on reporting something, how I did awesomely. Podcast@flameflash.net. Write in. Tell us what you think. Or tell me. And then I'll go cry on my wife's shoulder if I didn't like it. Not really. Have a good evening, folks, and this has been episode 58 of the FlameFlash.net podcast.